Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchel with Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's in London writing about Germany because Joe speaks German and he enjoys Germany's revival, and it is the centerpiece of the European Union. At the same time, Friedrich Merz, the chancellor in Washington, meeting with the president and other officials. And Joseph has written a column saying the challenge for Merz is not entirely the war in the Middle East or his relations with his neighbors or the lack of European cohesion around security. Has to do with demographics. Everywhere, demographics are a challenge. And what is to be done? As if I understand it, Joe, there was a miscount in Germany, which seems extraordinary that they would miscount. And they have a lower birth rate than they thought they would. And therefore, they're even more alarmed than they were before about the future. Too many people my age, seniority, and not enough people your age. Well, you're not a junior. You're just paying for the seniorities with your workload. And the answer is productivity. Putting this all together, are you encouraged by Merz taking on the problem now?
Well, I think that, yeah, this is getting at the core of the issue in Europe right now, because I think that there's been a renewed interest over the past year under the Trump administration in Europe and its problems and what Europe would need to do to be a more reliable partner and ally for the U.S. And we've been having this discussion in terms of things like, you know, general economic growth or regulation or foreign policy debates or political issues like freedom of speech. But the German story is a reminder that there are also underlying problems that Europe needs to solve. And for Germany, the big one is demography. I mean, a couple weeks ago, a really startling report came out, discovered that partly because they had underestimated the population a few years ago, partly because the birth rate has not kept up the way that they hoped it would, partly because net migration has been a bit lower than was expected, Germany's population is going to start shrinking sooner than people had thought that it would. And the working age population is going to start shrinking even before that. And that has very profound implications on economic growth, on the sustainability of the welfare state, you know, just who is going to be available to work and pay taxes to fund all of these benefits, especially the pension benefits for people who are retired. And, you know, this is an example of how Europe urgently needs to grapple with that kind of problem, you know, just for the sake of its own future and for its ability to you know, be a good contributor to regional security and a partner for America. And I think that ultimately the conclusion is that they are going to have to increase their productivity, the rate of innovation in the economy, the level of entrepreneurship, because that is the only way that you can have any hope of overcoming some of these demographic problems. And certainly in Germany, I think that Friedrich Merz, the chancellor, understands this, but it is still an uphill slog to persuade the rest of the political class and the voters.
On one side, you have regulation, deregulation. On the other side, you have the social democrats who insist that maintaining the welfare system is why they're in government. Does Merz have a solution to those two weights?
Well, I think that a big part of the problem that Europe has is that a lot of politicians talk the way, frankly, a lot of American Democrats talk about these issues, which is, well, the money is already out there. If only we could tax the rich a little more heavily. Now, one problem Europe has is because the taxes already are so high, there are fewer rich people available to tax in Europe than there are in other parts of the world. But I think that the switch has not flipped yet. So this isn't really a revenue or a tax rate issue, although tax rates can kind of play into it in other ways. Fundamentally, it is an entrepreneurship and an innovation and a productivity problem, and that is what you have to solve. So it's not a question, as I think the German Social Democrats and a lot of other politicians on the left in Europe and America would say, it's not a question of how do we figure out how we are going to extract more revenue from the economy we currently have. The challenge is how do we encourage the economy to grow faster so that we have some hope of gaining more revenue from it in the future to fund our priorities.
I'm told starting a business in France is impossible. Is that also said about Germany, or is there an opening?
I think that the regulatory burdens that you have to go through, all of the hoops, all of the forms that you have to fill out, the paperwork that you have to do, it is a daunting challenge. And, you know, and also depending on the kind of business that you want to do, the professional licensure that you might require in order to do it. I mean, there are infamous stories about, you know, for example, a French baker who wanted to move to Germany and discovered he had to get licensed as a baker all over again. So, I mean, you hear that kind of story. And remember, it's not just at the beginning of the business, it's an ongoing issue. So there is a live debate in Germany right now about whether they really need to require businesses to fill out so many paper forms every year. That's an example of the kind of challenge that they're dealing with, and you end up with a lot of inertia that they really can't afford.
And the entrepreneur class, they want a Silicon Valley? Have they said that out loud? They want something new.
Well, the thing about the entrepreneurial class is that they will tell policymakers what they would need in order to have that kind of entrepreneurship in Germany or in France or in the UK. But they won't hang around forever to wait for it to happen. They will just go to the real Silicon Valley in California if they're given the chance. So I think that Europe is also facing a real brain drain problem at the moment, which they are only going to be able to fix by solving some of these regulatory and tax impediments to entrepreneurship. If they can't or won't do that, all of the European entrepreneurship is going to end up happening in America, because Europe is just as capable as any other part of the world of producing brilliant young people who are hardworking and creative thinkers and want to build the next amazing mousetrap. It's just that those young European entrepreneurs will do it somewhere else if they can't do it in Europe.
30 seconds. Does Herr Merz know all this and say all this out loud to the German people? 30 seconds.
Yeah, Merz himself gets it. I think that he understands and seems to have a vision of what needs to happen in the German economy for this to all work. But the problem is always persuading everyone else to come along with you. So it's going to be a matter of persuading other politicians and, frankly, also persuading voters to think about the problem in this new way.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. Friedrich Merz is the Chancellor of Germany. He's in Washington. I'm John Batchelor.